Welcome to Room 33. I'm Carl Troutman, your host. Thanks for joining me. Too big to fail is the description that most people use. Another phrase is systemically important financial institutions, or SIFIs. However you label it, this phenomenon describes the huge financial institutions that the U.S. government has deemed must stay in existence at seemingly any cost. This, in order to avert another financial crisis. This development is deeply troubling. Now, what institutions am I talking about? Banks with $50 billion or more in assets for sure, perhaps some financial firms which aren't banks, such as hedge funds. It will depend on regulators, but the bottom line is that this whole concept contradicts a core principle of capitalism, that specific special interests must be shielded from the workings of markets. There's no doubt that these financial institutions are critical to the U.S. economy. More than half of the banking industry's assets are controlled by the five largest institutions. This amounts to nearly 60% of the gross domestic product of the U.S. Moreover, 80% of the banking industry's assets are controlled by the 20 largest institutions. It wasn't always this way. In 1980, the five largest commercial banks controlled 29% of the assets of the banking industry. This was 14% of the gross domestic product. What is troubling is that the financial market is now less competitive and more concentrated than before the onset of the current crisis. Even though the new financial reform law would allow failing banks to be orderly liquidated by the government, that probably won't happen in the next crisis. According to Thomas Hoenig, president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City, there won't be the will by regulators to wind down companies that are failing. He stated that one of the difficulties in terms of supervision of these SIFIs is they are so horribly complex, the directors don't understand it, their management don't understand it, and the supervisors certainly can't deal with all of the issues. Too big to fail because they are too complicated to understand. Sounds like these financial institutions are structured in a way that intimidates almost everyone that tries to exercise some sort of discipline over them. Wow, this is about as far away from stability as I can imagine. And Hoenig believes that is precisely what the U.S. and other economies need right now. He said, "It also seems improbable to me that any country should be willing or able to expand its safety net or to expose its taxpayers to the undefined risks of protecting ever larger and more complex banking organizations. Instead, what countries should be focused on now is getting back to fundamentals aimed at simplifying highly complex and unstable SIFIs. The focus should be on financial stability. To put it in a nutshell, the change we need right now is a return to stability." Thanks for joining me. Be sure to subscribe to my RSS feed. You can subscribe to me on iTunes as well. Just search carltroutman.com. If you have any suggestions for a topic for a future show, please let me know. Become my friend on Facebook. Send me an email at room33@carltroutman.com. Follow me on Twitter at redhead324. Find me on Skype and give me a call. I look forward to hearing from you. This is Carl Troutman, and you're in Room 33.